Test yourself. Units 1 to 4. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
"Work late? I suppose so, if you think it's really necessary."
Question. Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will read A. At the office, B. In a waiting room, C. At the airport, D. In a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center. 1. Jessica, I am sorry I have to leave right now. I have a dinner appointment with an old classmate of mine who I haven't seen for years.
That's fine with me. There isn't much left for us to do anyway. But I think you'd better tell the office manager that you are leaving.
Question. What is the relationship between the man and the woman?
2. I see a lot of construction work going on here. The city is indeed expanding rapidly.
Yes, our economy is going strong, and the city government is spending a lot of money on new construction projects. Come and visit us in 3 years, and you will find a completely new city.
Question. What do we learn about the city from the conversation?
3. I have been standing here for half an hour. How come there's such a long line at the check-in? Is the flight delayed or something?
Don't you see the sign in front of the counter? It says, "We are tightening up security checks in view of the recent terrorist attacks. We appreciate your patience."
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? 4. Two tickets for Swan Lake on Saturday evening, please.
Did you say Swan Lake on Saturday evening? I'm sorry, you are mistaken. The ballet will be on till Friday, and there are only tickets left for tonight's performance.
Question. What does the woman mean?
5. Tom, I remember that you were a computer science major at college. What are you doing now?
I work as a system administrator in the city's public library. It is my responsibility to keep the computer system in working order and to train the librarians in system operation.
Question. What does the man do? 6. Do you think the traditional school will be outdated when learning can take place online?
I don't think the traditional schools will ever go away, but the virtual classroom will play an increasingly important role in the educational system of the future.
Question. What does the man think of online learning? 7. Oh dear, where has all the money gone? We got our paychecks only last week, and there are only $40 left in the house.
$40 left? We are better off than we usually are at this time of the month. At least we still have enough to buy groceries to sustain us till the next payday.
Question. What does the man mean?
8. Terry, I know your brother is running for governor. What do you think are his chances of winning?
Honestly, I don't know. It all depends on how he'll conduct his campaign. But I am sure he will win a majority of votes in his hometown.
Question. What does the woman mean?
9. Mr. Carson, Mr. William Jackson is downstairs waiting to be interviewed. He has an appointment with you at 4 o'clock. Shall I bring him to the conference room?
Bring him right here to my office, Cindy. But before you do that, please help me clear away the mess on my desk.
Question. Where does Mr. Carson want to interview Mr. Jackson? 10. Glad to see you back at school, George. We were all worried about you because of the flood. I heard that your hometown was the hardest hit, wasn't it?
Well, it was not that bad. Only a couple of houses were damaged. But one of our neighboring villages was entirely devastated.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. What has happened to the youth of today? People of the older generations ask this question, yet for some time now a movement has been developing among our young people. It is called Straight Edge, and its followers are attempting to overcome the poisons of life. The leader of this movement is Ian McKay, a former Washington singer. He was the person who set the goals of this movement: no smoking, no drinking, no drugs. Since its birth in 1981, the movement has spread to Europe and is growing worldwide. Lutz Dinslage, 19, has been one of the movement's followers for a year now. My friends first introduced me to the movement, and I became interested in it. I began to realize that I no longer wanted to create false feelings of happiness by smoking, drinking, or taking drugs. I did not want to just mess around. For this reason, I changed my attitude and my habits and decided to live out the principles of this movement. At present, it is still not clear whether Straight Edge will continue to develop into a promising movement of the future. However, one thing is certain. We are dealing with a trend that is proving that a healthier lifestyle among the young people is possible. Whether such a lifestyle is worth striving for must be left to individuals to decide.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the passage you have just heard. 11. What do we learn from the passage about the youth movement Straight Edge?
12. What is the goal of Straight Edge?
13. What can we infer from the passage about Lutz Dinslage?
14. What is Straight Edge proving?
Passage 2. I met my old friend Jimmy last week on a train to New York. He is now a very successful businessman and the president of a high-tech company in the Silicon Valley. We spent a great part of the journey chatting. He then told me a story about himself and his company. One day, he decided to invite 20 of his staff to a dinner to celebrate the rapid development of his company. When they were having their brandy, one of the team suggested it would be interesting to hear what were the qualifications each had needed for their present jobs. They spoke in turn. It was indeed a most impressive team, with lots of PhDs from the best universities around the world. At last it was my friend's turn to speak, and there was a moment of silence. I left school at 16 with no qualifications whatsoever, said the president of the company. I had to learn to survive by listening to other people, joining their ideas together, and becoming better than other people at taking risks. Basically, I had to use my wits. That's how I've managed to get your lot together. You may have the most impressive educational background, but I'm the one who knows how to use you. I make the decisions and give orders despite all the qualifications you have. After the tale, my friend paused for a while and remarked, "It seems to me that we have to be very careful not to provide people with too much education."
Questions 15 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard.
15. Why did Jimmy invite his employees to dinner?
16. What, in Jimmy's opinion, is most important for success in business?
17. What can we infer from the story about Jimmy?
Passage 3. Ashland is a town where the grocery store allows people to buy on credit, and the doctor makes house calls. It is the only town in America where trains pull into town and let passengers off right on Main Street. Shop assistants know every person in the neighborhood, and crime is almost unheard of. No wonder people there are fiercely protective of its small-town character. But this gentle way of life has come under threat since Walmart announced its plan to build a supercenter on the edge of the town. Arguments for the store include increased tax money for the town, low prices for shoppers, and new jobs. Franklin Jackson, a town official, wants to bring in those jobs. People like him believe government should not stand in the way of progress. Those who are opposed to the store include local business owners and people who came to Ashland for its quality of life. They feel it will destroy the small town atmosphere, increase traffic, and provide only low-wage jobs. Hot debates arise in churches, on sidewalks, and in the local coffee shop. The town has never faced an issue that has stirred up as much emotion as this one. Mary Leffler, a mother of four, has become the head of the opposition group. She has been thrown into a political fight for the first time. "I feel as if we are about to compete in the Olympics," she said, "but we've just learned the sport."
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard.
18. What do we learn from the passage about Ashland?
19. Why do some people oppose a new Walmart store in Ashland?
20. What do we learn from the passage about Mary Leffler?